Welcome back to the My Virgo Friend podcast. I am Chi Chi, your movement and meditation coach. This episode, we're going to talk about the Pisces new moon. But before we get started into that, let's do our three deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Breathe in. Hit a lot of like aha moments. I got emotional at one point. It was a really great episode. And then when I recorded yesterday, I said, okay, let me let it get cold and I'll edit it and release it later in the evening. I was like, okay, I'll just do it in the morning, because I wanted to have it out for daylight savings. I wanted to have it out for the Pisces new moon. And I also wanted it out before Sunday because I tend to, I want to have my episodes out by Wednesdays. So I wanted to have it out before the next week starts, right? So this morning, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to wake up early and edit it and have it ready for daylight savings. Of course, I wake up at 8 o'clock because it's typically 7 o'clock. But now, since it's daylight savings, spring forward, it's 8 o'clock. So in my head, it's waking up late, right? The sun is already out. I've already missed sunrise. And I'm already thinking about, getting my workout out the way so I could begin my day. So I woke up with the energy of like, So when I finally got myself together, luckily I woke up with the intention to just get dressed, even though I didn't have any plans to go anywhere. I said, at least put a dress on, put some makeup on, do your hair or whatever. Don't just be in yoga clothes or just in your pajamas, even though it's Sunday fun day, Sunday chill day, whatever. It's a beautiful clear day outside, but it's also crispy. It's cold outside. So, I was like, let me at least get dressed up, for the new moon energy. Let me just feel like new, whatever. And so luckily I'm already dressed because by the time I sat down and I was ready, my energy was ready to edit. Because remember, y'all, I don't have a set time and day that I record my podcast. It's based on my feeling, my energy. I'm an empath. I'm intuitive. So it's based on when I have the messages and I'm ready to share them. And most times I'm feeling looking rough. I'm not, I don't have makeup on. I'm not stage camera ready. Okay. Most times I just really want to get the message out, but I know you have to do the fucking visuals and shit too. So I'm just very annoyed. I won't be surprised if I break out in tears right now because I'm just very fucking annoyed. Okay. But anyway, this morning when I was ready to edit, I uploaded the audio and the audio was muted, and the whole time I was recording I saw the audio waves being recorded. It was reacting to my voice, but then when I exported or imported the audio file into the editing software, it was just one straight line. And so when I pressed play, the microphone was muted. And the stupid fucking thing with this ATR Audio Techna, I will never get another one of these again. I don't know why my podcast coach even recommended this mic because it's stupid. It has an awful supporting base. It's a try. Look how short the legs are. If you're looking on YouTube, look how fucking short and flimsy the fucking legs are. It doesn't have a sturdy base. It has this top heavy ass head on the mic. I don't like it at all. I need something sturdy like a Shure mic where it's just the even distribution of weight so it's not giving topsy-turvy on the mic. But anyway, the microphone was off and the light is on regardless if it's switched off or on. The mic is on because it's plugged into the laptop. So anytime you're using the mic, the light is on. So if I just happen to look at my mic and I see the light is on, I say that the mic is on. It's not on. The light can be on, but it can still be switched off. And luckily it's on now, because if it was off again, I was going to say fuck the Pisces new moon episode. Y'all just got to figure it out for yourself, okay? I'm just very, I really debated on even recording this episode because I don't want to give negative energy, but I also want to show the fucking push pull that comes with Pisces energy and the Pisces season, because the yesterday episode was so good. And so today, with me having to re-record a whole new episode when I did not have the energy to do that, I did not have the intention to do that, I was not trying to be on camera recording today. I did that shit yesterday, okay? So it just makes me feel like, is it even worth it? I don't even think I got a podcast review in the past year. So it's as much as I've asked y'all to give me a review, but I still don't get them. It's okay, well, maybe it's not worthy of a review, you know? Even I'm not consistent with the YouTube uploads, so do I even really give a fuck, you know? Even for me as a podcast listener, the podcast that I was listening to even a year ago, I'm not listening to them anymore, because for one, most of the podcasts I listen to is sex podcasts. I like to talk about sex because I'm not having sex, okay? So I like to hear about it. And the sex podcasts I listen to, I just see how they're all doing that, not Illuminati shit, but the stuff they do that shows you, okay, you're crossed to the other side. Why are you talking about sex and then immediately talking about children? You know, why are you talking about sex and talking about when you were young and too young to be having sex, but you want to keep bringing the conversation there? Or just talking about talking about, say it's sex, but you're talking about this true crime, fucking traumatic ass situation scenario with no trigger warning, but then you want to tie it to sex all because someone was decapitated or they had their dick, you know, sliced off or whatever. And probably, I'm sorry, I should have did a trigger warning here, but it's just, even I'm getting frustrated with the podcast, you know. So the fact that I just haven't been seeing any growth with mine, yes, I have people show me love and all this stuff, but even just having the setup of where to record, you know, I'm recording in my apartment because of this built-in desk, but it does not work with the light and the time of day that I want to record. You know what I'm saying? The time of day I'm ready to record, it's midday. The sunrise is gone. The lighting is not the best. I'm not facing the sun. So I feel like I have to twist my body. My body's uncomfortable now in my core. And now it's just I'm complaining, and I really don't even want to put this out as a podcast episode. But it's my intention was to be consistent this year. And yesterday's episode was really good. I'm on the verge of tears because I'm just so frustrated right now. And if nothing else, I at least want to put it on YouTube. And that's another thing too. So I realized the audio was muted. So I was okay. Well, I did record it, you know, I did record a visual. So maybe the visual caught the audio. I don't know why I thought that. Because when you plug the mic in, it doesn't matter. It's catching all of the audio through that mic source. And if the mic is muted, it doesn't fucking matter. So I go to pull up the visual and it's muted too. So the visual and the audio is just muted. It's just useless. Just feels like a waste of time. And so that hour and a half, 2 hours, because yes, I recorded an hour episode, but the 30 minutes before with the setup, the 30 minutes after with, you know what I'm saying, putting on the makeup and getting dressed and all the shit, the lighting and the, and it just brings me back to this frustration I have. Not even annually with managing a podcast solo, but several times a year where it's just frustrating because anyway. And so it just makes me wonder, like, is it worth it? Because it is the Pisces new moon. It is the last, you know, zodiac sign. It is, you see, I don't want to fucking stop. I don't want to have to look back and say, wow, I let 6 months pass without recording. And now I'm back. I could have just pushed through those 6 months, you know? I don't want to look back and say, had I just kept digging another 5 feet, I would have hit my diamond, you know? I can't tell you how many times I've recorded a fucking episode and it just wasn't recording, or it was muted, or it's exhausting. And I believe in podcasting. I see the wave. Like, I see the impacts it makes on culture, you know? And I want to be a part of the conversation. But it's just, when you're doing everything, and like, this is my baby, you know? And I'm not surprised my eyes are filling up with tears now because it's Pisces season. And like, y'all, I can't even like get into the energy because I just cannot get past how fucking furious I am. How like, I hate wasting my time. I hate wasting my time. I hate feeling like when time has been wasted. I hate that fucking feeling. And I just really can't get past that, if I'm being real. And like, I find it so on brand that I'm wearing a black and white dress, because Pisces can be very black and white, very opposition-y, you know, very resistance, very polarizing. And as I listen to myself say, like, how much I love my podcast, how much I believe in my podcast, also in the same breath say, the podcast I used to watch, I don't even watch them anymore because it's too much. And not to compare my podcast with theirs, it's just, you know, the podcast I was watching, they're, you know, progressing, you know, to great success and things, which, yes, that's what's up. But then when you lose the essence of what got you there, you know, it's just like disappointing at times, you know. So from you know, airing out beef to just talking about not even sexual shit, but just gross, depraved, defiling, too much, disrespectful, just too much. So right now in this moment, I'm wrestling with just the journey of like this podcast, and I don't want to stop, but it's like, I'm coming up on 4 years, y'all. You know, like, I want to be in the studio. I want to have ads, but I'm not. Also, in my spare time, I'm not researching on what it takes to make that happen, you know? Yes, I watch other podcasts to, you know, learn from them, but I'm not researching specifically outside of just having the fucking numbers. How do you get ads? I don't have the numbers yet. I just don't. Yes, it's an international podcast. Yes, it's streamed in multiple countries, internationally, whatever. But I don't have the number, straight up. And it's just so exhausting to create an episode, promote it on social media when Instagram fucking shadow bans so much. And then have to remember, oh yeah, let me upload it to my YouTube channel. For that to also not get the views and the streams. To then have to do it again before the next week rolls around, you know. So I really can't shake how I feel right now, so I won't even make this a long podcast. I just want to touch base with y'all for the sake of my consistency of promoting an episode every, you know, moon phase. But if I'm being real, I just really want to cry. I just really want to I'm just so frustrated right now, because yesterday was just a really good episode and I was really proud of the episode yesterday. And yes, this is my art. I do it because I enjoy public speaking. I enjoy helping people, but fuck, let it count for something, you know? Let it count for something. Like the time I invested, let it count for something. The money I invest every fucking month to produce this podcast, let it count for something. I'm just truly trying to stay the course, trying to stay focused on, yeah, I'm willing to go another year on this delusion, if you will. Like, it's starting to feel like a delusion for me. It's not even feeling like a dream anymore. It's starting to feel like a delusion. Like, I see myself in the studio. I see myself supported with a team, with a production team. I see myself being a force in the podcast industry. I do. And it pisses me off when I run into these situations that make me wonder if it's even worth it, you know? So with this new moon, what do I do with this energy? Do I say, fuck it, it's 5 o'clock? Hence how late in the day it is with me recording. 5 is the number of change. It's 100% charge on my laptop, so I'm seeing the double O's, the double portals, right? It's like, do I want to go through this shit again? You know? Ugh. Like, what's the new here? Is the new another year? Because, you know, I released my podcast in Gemini season, but I enrolled in the course in Pisces season. I decided to become a podcaster in Pisces season in March is when I enrolled in the course. So I really just want to fucking scream and cry. I really do. Because it's like, what's it all for, you know? Because, like, even when I record the YouTube videos, I'm not pleased. Because it's not the background I want. It's not the microphone I want. It's usually not in the outfit and the makeup I want. Because I'm usually not in the mood to be on film. But I have to get the message out. So, what do I do with this? Do I keep on doing this in this way? Do I do this in a new way? Do I do something new in a new way? Like, so I can't even get past this energy to give y'all like the channelings and the downloads and stuff, because I really just poured it out and purged it on an episode yesterday, and I can't get past out my frustration right now. So I just want to encourage you to just listen to the previous Pisces New Moon episodes. In essence, in general, the energy themes are typically the same. There may be some other planetary shifts, like what sign Mars and Venus is in, or what sign Mercury is in. But for the most part, with the sun being a Pisces, the energy themes are the same. And yeah, I just wanted to really make this a quick episode because I don't want to give y'all like my frustration, but I also want to be consistent in showing up, and also just fucking show y'all like this podcast and shit takes a lot, especially when you're doing it by yourself, you know, to like have the will to like keep showing up, you know, when you're not getting the return on investment, like, at all. Like, Instagram is so fucking annoying because it just shadow bans me as a podcaster, as my Chi Chi Babe account. It just does not share, you know. And YouTube, I hadn't had enough consistent interaction there to yield results, and it just feels like everything that I'm like working towards just feels so far away. And yeah, so I'm gonna cry again, so I'm gonna shut it down. So just listen to the previous episodes on the Pisces New Moon. If you're on the verge of tears, totally understandable. It's Pisces season, and we're in a tug of a tango. That's not the best visual to use, but whatever. We're in a tango push-pull energy.